You say, put your hook right where my hook is. I laid over there, a hole, and sat there and sat there. Never a bite. And he'll say, get over here and put your hook out where mine is. And he'll get up and get over here where I was, and I'll get over here and put my hook right where his hook is. Never a bite, nothing, don't take a bait off. And he'll sit there where I sat, just pull a fish out, just one right out of another, and catch 6 or 8 or 10 there in 2 or 3 or 4 hours' time. And I'll never, if I get any at all, it's about 2 or 3 inches long, a little old fish, no good for nothing. So I just get some disgust and I'm not going to fish.
May I just leave this stuff here?
Yeah, you can leave it if you want to leave it.
Okay. Yeah, I got everything plugged in, the wheel goes around.
Go what?
Got everything plugged in and the wheel still goes around. You ever use any of these big old long worms when you go fishing?
Fish worms? Yeah.
So what do you call
them? They're good as nothing.
I was listening to the tape last night and I came to that part where you were talking about fishing. You said, I never catch anything.
I don't.
And I thought, now there's a kindred spirit.
No, I don't catch fish.
What do you call that insect that flies around at night and flashes a little light?
A lightning bug.
And the one that bores into your skin and makes the little red spot that itches?
Skeeters. Skeeters?
Yeah.
Skeeters?
How about the one that will get under your sock?
No, they don't make light. Them mosquitoes don't make light. The light
no.
Don't make light for the mosquitoes to see how to bite you.
I think they're breeding in my driveway, in the conduit, under the drive. Oh, I've got some big ones.
Now, there's something about large enough to carry a fellow off around here.
What do you call a little bug that will get down underneath your socks and bite you?
Chiggers?
Yeah. Are they ever called red bugs?
No, they're not the red bugs. A red bug is larger than the chiggers, if I've been told right about them. I don't know. They're red, and chiggers are a red bug, all right. But the red bug is a larger bug than the chigger.
Well, do they bite people?
Yeah, they'll get on you and bite.
Uh-huh.
They're in Arkansas, I believe, or off. I don't know where.
I've heard
of red bugs and I've heard of the chiggers, and they said the red bug is larger than the chigger. Well, I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned scorpions and centipedes. Do you have any flying insects around
in
here
which?
That sting? Flying insects
wasps.
That sting? What color
bees.
Are these?
Wasps and honeybees, bumblebees.
Uh-huh.
Bumblebee, you know, you're yellow and black.
Uh-huh.
They can fly. Wasps have got a long... The red wasp and the black wasp both. They will sting you.
Uh-huh. Is this red one red all over?
Wings black. Her wings are darker color than the body. They're red wasp though.
Uh-huh.
Black wasp body wings all over.
Where do they make their nests?
Oh, in trees or under you. In most anything. I had an old lawnmower out here that tank off. And I rest my hand in under. Well, you see the mark on his head.
Boy.
I caught a hold of the top of the ass, some junk for that gate or something like that, and rested it in like that, and it was over, and stuck it right in there.
Yeah.
That was a black wasp. And they usually make them in the trees, and black ones, but red wasps would be around under the house, under most anything around. Mm-hmm.